Bowl or ball, because you've got a little accent. Did you say bowl or ball?
Either one.
There you go, Jason. Let's go back to the studio.
You know, I don't think I've heard that much bowl in one place at one time in a long time, Mr. Millage. But I did find something you finally could do play-by-play with. Just let the other guys do all the time.
Right. This is my kind of play-by-play. This is good stuff.
Hey, those guys are fast talkers. I thought you could throw it down, but those guys, wow.
Well, you can take a lesson from these guys because they don't get their tongue all wrapped around their eye teeth. They can... they know how to talk.
All right. Well, we'll be back to you here in just a few minutes. Joe Millage on location at the Auctioneering World Championships right here in Knoxville, Iowa. What a great thing. Go to the Coach's Corner right now.
It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. We're live from the KIC studios high above the Albia Squares, courtesy of Community First Credit Union on this Saturday morning as we get to the heart of baseball and softball season. The summer sports moving right along, and we'll be knocking on the door of tournament time here in just a few moments. But right now, these teams are battling out for conference championships, and we're going to talk today some South Central Conference baseball and softball. Jake Schroeder, the coach over in Sheraton, is going to join us on the line. He's a couple of games behind the Big Red, Centerville. What a conference they're putting together. 10-0 right now in Centerville in conference, but right behind him is Sheraton, and Sheraton's got Centerville on their schedule. And so it's going to come down to those final weeks, as it always does. Davis County is right there at 6-4 in South Central Conference baseball action. And then Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Coach Ashman is going to join us as well. And right now the Rockets find themselves a few games behind Centerville and Sheraton. But, of course, with the final couple of weeks here, they can make a big move as well. Blue Demons suffered a little bit of a tough week here in conference play. They find themselves at 4-8 in conference. But this is a very, very good baseball team. Let's don't forget, folks, this is a team a year ago that went on a 8-game losing streak but found a way to come back. And, of course, they had to go through Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Albia. Seemed to find ways to always get in the way of each other. And they will match up at the end of the season as well, and it'll be a lot of fun around the old Ball Diamond as the Blue Demons and Rockets will try to move on into tournament play. But both Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and of course Sheraton, in spite of Centerville's outstanding season, those teams, all these teams in the South Central Conference, folks, have legitimate shots to not just make a run in tournament action, but to get to the big dance that is Principal Park. These are some very good baseball teams, all squashed in this South Central Conference. So we're going to talk with Coach Jake Schroeder when we come back, and we're also going to get with Coach Ashman. And then we're going to move to the softball side of the field and talk with Coach Mitch Chance, Lady D's. An outstanding season for the Lady D's, and they're on to winning ways and have an important week coming up. We're going to talk with him. We're going to be on the air bringing some Lady D's softball this next week, so we look forward to doing that. We got a busy show for you, so lace them up. Stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Character Ford in Oskaloosa is on a mission. Operation Elimination. It's a huge inventory sales event. Zero down with qualified credit. Payments as low as $99 a month. You could win a Ford Mustang, an Apple iPad, $500 Walmart gift card, or 60-inch color TV. Look for your circular in the mail and then just scratch off the back and then hurry into Character Ford in Oskaloosa. Character Ford, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're talking South Central Conference baseball, and we got the head coach of the Sheridan Chargers on the line, Coach Jake Schrader. Coach, man, I'll tell you what, this is a fierce conference here. You got teams each and every night knocking each other off. This has got to be one of the most competitive baseball conferences in the entire state at any level. And all these really good teams squash right here in the South Central Conference.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, it's tough, but pretty equal this year as far as just talent-wise. Saw Centerville Monday night. You know, right now I'd say though they're probably clearly the favorite for the rest of the year. They've got a really solid team this year, and we had a chance to get the second game from them and let one slip away. And they're gonna be tough to knock off. They're loaded with seniors this year too, which always helps. And I was really impressed with them. But overall, yeah, the conference is really competitive. We've already had I think three or four extra inning games. Just ourselves in conference games, so it's going to be a tough ride the rest of the year.
Well, Coach, you got to talk fast because I know you got to get going. You got a ton on the docket today, but as I look at this conference standings, you know, you guys are right there. You're right behind Centerville. You got Centerville still on the ticket here towards the end of the season, and I think you get them at home. And when I look at your team, you got to be one of the younger teams in the conference, and you guys are just tearing it up at the plate, 326 batting average, and you're right behind Centerville there in terms of batting proficiency. So, young team, Coach, and you guys are right there in the hunt.
Yeah, we've been competitive, in most of our conference games. We do have a really young team, Jason. There's some nights we've taken some lumps and we're a little thin in a couple areas. We've had a lot of injuries and. I had two starters out this week, and I think they'll be back today. Had a few other things. Just faced a lot of adversity this year, and the guys are really battling. Had a really good attitude last night in practice on a hot night, which is always encouraging to see. There's times you show up to practice and you're not sure, if the guys are going to give you much or not. It's kind of a warm day, and had a good attitude last night, which was really encouraging. And like you said, we got a tumble today, and I think. Honestly, I told the guys last night, I think today, versus a 4A team like Atumwa, solid program will give us a good idea, where we're at competitive-wise and if we're ready to compete with some of the better teams. Our schedule gets tougher from here, too, though. We've got a tougher second half of the season than first half, in my opinion, and we're probably going to see better pitching than we have this far, too, and so it's going to be interesting to see how these guys respond. We're about 4 weeks into it now, and so I'm looking for some improvement in a few areas with the young guys and especially mentally, just kind of some of the mental mistakes. And I think we're just on the brink of getting there. I really do.
Well, Coach, one of the things that looking at your schedule, you guys obviously play a tough schedule, and but one of the things I was impressed with, you know, you've and I may have it wrong on Quick Stats, so if I got it wrong, I'm sure you'll help point that out, Coach. But you know, you've got some nights off in there, and I've noticed some of the teams, and you know, they really have struggled. They put together really long schedules, and you got a tight schedule. Don't get me wrong, but you know, having last night off, you'll play again after tonight. You'll have a couple days to prepare for Martinsdale St. Mary's, and then you really do go to go. starting next Thursday, Davis County, Albia, and Centerville to really wind up conference play with Davis County there at the end. But you did a good job of spacing out the schedule.
Yeah, and our conference schedule helps a little bit, and that'll change next year. I haven't had a chance to really look at it, but, you know, usually our conference games are like a Monday and Thursday, you know, or Tuesday and Friday kind of thing, which helps give you, you know, maybe a day off in there, you know, where a lot of conferences are playing almost every single day. And, you know, for the most part, though, up until this point, we've only had maybe three practices the last 3 weeks, I think, or three or four at the most. And this is definitely when all of a sudden it just kind of, we get a little bit of a break. Like you said, we don't play till Wednesday now, and then we play Thursday. So this is definitely our light week. And which is a good time for it, I think, just to kind of regroup and work on a few things. And it's hard to work on things with a young team when you don't have, you know, practice time. And we just haven't had a lot of that yet. But we have, I think, 36 games on the schedule this year. And like you said, we've, you know, a lot of our non-conference games, we've picked up Martinsdale, who's always solid. We've got ADM on the schedule, who's always one of the better 3A programs. We've got Mount Pleasant, another solid team. And then we've also got Seidel on the schedule this year, and they're really good. One of the better teams in the state this year, too, I think. And so a lot of our non-conference games are against really good, you know, quality opponents, which most of those teams I picked up last year, and just trying to raise the level of competition in some of our non-conference games, just to really push the guys and see better, you know, better quality teams throughout the entire season. And then hopefully that prepares us, you know, for district play a little better. But yeah, we've had a, tell you what, it's been a grind the first 3 weeks, and there hasn't been a lot of days off. But we're getting to that point where we'll have a few here and there, which is not a bad thing.
We're talking to head coach Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. Coach, how's the you talked about a couple of guys out. But how's the overall health? And sometimes when I talk about the health of the team, it's not, you guys are playing some really good baseball, but it's not just the physical side, it's the mental side. And you got a young team, and you know, I think this time of year, this is why these days off are so important, as you start to maybe wear on some of the younger guys that haven't been through this type of a season.
Yeah, it's a grind. We, you know, we talk about you know, just, you know, taking care of your body and things. And a lot of, like you said, a lot of the younger guys haven't played a 36-game schedule, you know, before. And especially when you're, you know, you're pitching one night and then you're playing shortstop the next night. And it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of wear and tear on your arm and things. And just mentally maybe overcoming some soreness. And, you know, you're never going to, you know, very rarely are you going to feel like you're 100% every night, you know, in baseball, because it's just tough to do that when you're playing every day. So you've got to mentally overcome, you know, some physical weakness, you know, on certain days, and you have to play different than you feel a lot of times, and a lot of that's mental. And so we talk about that and just take care of your bodies, you know, too. You know, it's a different sport. You know, basketball, usually you play a game and have a couple of days off. You know, football, obviously you're playing once a week, and so you have to get the adrenaline going, you know, just once a week. And, you know, baseball, it's tough when we get home at midnight, you know, one night, and then the next day we're out there again at 1 o'clock, you know, in less than 12 hours. And you know, it's definitely a mental challenge as much as a physical challenge. And so we talk to the kids about that as much as possible. And sometimes it is hard for high school kids to remember to take care of their bodies and, you know, eat well, drink well, and get some rest. But we try to encourage them the best we can. And I think they're doing that pretty good so far. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think we got a couple guys back today, which will help. You know, they've just kind of had a couple freak injuries on the field, but nothing too serious, luckily. And so we'll see how they respond, you know, like I said, today. And then the rest of the year, it's definitely a first for most of the guys. Like, we have, I'm wanting to say, six sophomores and a freshman that have been getting a lot of regular playing time. And so it's a young team, definitely.
Just looking here, a quick stats, Coach, and Kobe Reichman.
Don't do that, Jason. Quick stats, the devil.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But for a stat junkie like me, you know, it's a lot of fun. But you guys have done a really good job at plate, 326 here in conference. But a little surprised, and it's a name that doesn't necessarily stand out for me because it's a freshman. Kobe Reichman, and you will correct me if I got this wrong, but that 424 batting average.
Yeah, Kobe Richmond, and I'll be honest with you, Jason. I don't look at quick. I try to avoid quick stats a little. I have to look at it sometimes for obvious reasons, but I definitely try to keep the kids off of there. You know, cause sometimes the stats don't tell the whole story. You know, but Kobe's done just a phenomenal job. You know, I'm glad you brought him up. You know, this is a freshman. I've asked a lot of him. He's pitched for us. He's played the outfield for us. He even had to catch a little bit the other night because I've had some injuries. And he's just really done an excellent job at the plate, too. You know, surprised me maybe a little bit there, just how consistent he's been. You know, as a freshman, he'll have a few games where, you know, he'll get himself out, just learning how to lay off, pitchers' pitches or high pitches. You know, that's normal as a freshman. But overall, he's just been phenomenal and you know, I've told him the sky's the limit for him as far as how good a baseball player he can be. The game comes very naturally to him, you know, more natural than most kids his age. And, you know, just depending on how hard he wants to work, you know, by the time he's a junior or senior, you know, he could be one of the better players in school history, you know, or definitely an all-state caliber player. But, he's been just a huge bright spot. And, you know, when you get on him as a coach and you try to push him, you know, he doesn't drop his head or take it personally. He takes it as a challenge, you know, to up his game to another level in whatever area you're challenging him in, which is really, you know, mature for his age, as a lot of kids don't respond that way. So, I've been really pleased with him.
Coach, I know you got to run, but I just want to mention Charlie Palmer, too, because I think he's having an outstanding year on the mound, 178 ERA. You know, he was a known commodity, but he's really having a strong year.
Yeah, Charlie's done a great job, and again, one of the most coachable kids, you know, I have. And he's, I haven't seen too many guys with better stuff than him. You know, there's a few guys with better fastballs than him, maybe, but I haven't seen too many guys with actual better stuff than him. He's got three pitches he can use, curveball, changeup, and fastball. So if one's not working, hopefully the other is, you know, on a certain day also. He's got a chance to really do some special things in the next year or two, and I have a feeling, you know, by the end of this year there'll be several college coaches wanting his phone number, you know, because he's gonna help somebody out down the road, definitely being left-handed, especially. So,
well, Coach, you got a busy schedule coming up here. Enjoy those next couple of days off. Good luck tonight, Tom. And we'll be watching along the way. Can't wait to catch up with you guys. When you and Albie square up again, that's going to be a great contest and one of the most dramatic finishes in back-to-back games here just a few weeks ago. But we're looking forward to seeing you, Coach, and I'm looking forward to that busy week. You're going to have a heck of a week starting in July, buddy. That first week of July, you are going to be rocking and rolling, and we're going to try to get all those games on the air. You guys are going to it's going to come right down to the hunt.
Look forward to seeing you. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
Head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, head coach Jake Schroeder, outstanding coach. Young team, folks, but they're right there in the hunt, and they're going to have a very busy 1st of July as things will heat up in their schedule. But they are right there with the target for a conference title, right squarely in their grasp. But we're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to talk Lady softball when we return back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Look, I know he said not to drive it, but it's been so nice outside and I wanted to drive with the top down. Just hang on. It's just a dent. Okay, sis. I'm going to go look at it right now. So listen, if you don't say anything, he'll never know. I took it to Copeland. Oh, yeah!
Hi, I'm Steve Williams. I'm an auto tech at Copeland Auto Body, and we would like to work on your car.
Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick, Iowa. It's like it never happened.
When I grow up, I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to marry a rock star.
When I grow up, I want to be a mommy.
At Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics, we may not be able to make your dream of marrying a rock star come true, but our professionals can help turn the dream of being a mommy into reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit, through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of becoming a mommy, helping to make your dreams come true.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. Talking South Central Conference baseball and softball this morning. We're turning it over to a little bit bigger ball, and that belongs to the softball. And I've got the head coach of the Lady D's on the line right now, head coach Mitch Chance. Coach, welcome aboard. We're going to try to do this a little bit better than we did last week, buddy. Sometimes you get here in Southern Iowa on those rolling hills, and getting connections is real difficult.
Well, we're in a tumble right now, so hoping these cell phone towers can last for a little bit.
Well, buddy, I'll tell you what an outstanding start to the season for you guys. Well, not start, it's a, you know, we're more than midway through, but what an outstanding go your girls have had here in the first half of the season.
Yeah, you know what, and it's been a good start for us. You know, last week was probably our toughest week of the year, playing top-rated Clark. We ended up losing them 5-4, probably our best all-around game we played all year. You know, anytime you play the number one team in the state, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, we showed that we were ready to compete at a high level. And a couple nights later, we went down and played Fairfield, who's, I think, 17-3. They're rated ninth in Class 4A. And the first game, we played them a doubleheader. The first game, we nearly knocked them off, lost 8-7. We came back in the seventh inning. And then the second game, we didn't have our best game of the year. But, you know, in a game or in a season where you play so many games, you're going to have games like that where just you don't make plays and things don't go your way. But and then last night we played Montezuma, and we came out and got three runs in the first inning and ended up beating a pretty decent ball club 8-1. So it was a good week, and we're gonna top it off this weekend by playing one of the best teams in the state in New London, who got second in the state last year at the state tournament, and that's going to be our first game today. So it's another good challenge for us, and it does nothing but help us you know, for our postseason run and districts here coming up in a couple weeks.
Well, you know, Coach, I just think that that Clark game was so big for you guys. One, to go on the road, you know, you're out to an outstanding start. You're still two games behind in conference. You guys still have a legitimate shot at fighting for a conference title here. You find yourselves right in the mix of things. But so important because, you know, Clark's an outstanding program, and to show that, you know, you guys can play with anybody, even on their own home turf, particularly on one game a scenario, you guys are really difficult out for other teams.
Well, you know, and especially with that Clark game, they got they had a pitch hit grand slam in the second inning of that game. We got down 5-0, and you know that game could have went two different ways there. And you know, that game could have got out of hand early. And after that second inning, we get a couple runners on in the top of the third, and Sidney Weldon comes up and hits a 3-run home run. We get it to 5-3, and then a couple innings later, Emma Dineen hits a home run, and we kept on battling. Their pitcher, who was an elite first team all state pitcher last year. So it was nice to see. And then in the last inning, we got a couple base runners on and gave ourselves a chance to win that game. We just, you know, we didn't come through in the end, but you know, you could take a lot of positives out of that game. And, you know, hopefully that the girls can see that, you know, on any given night that you can be as good as some of the best teams in the state.
I'm with the head coach of the Albion Lady D's, head coach Mitch Chance, talking South Central Conference baseball, or softball and baseball this morning. But, Coach, real quick, we'll talk about the New London game. You know, on these tournaments, you obviously want to get the wins, but you also want to, you know, work with your lineups and get players opportunities and these tournament type of plays. But you play a team like New London right out of the gate. Do you throw your ace? Do you make those changes in the lineup, or you stay with maybe that starting rotation?
You know what? It's one of those things. Is we've got a right now with that injury to Lauren Williams, our first baseman. You know, we're really set with our starting lineup. You know, we've probably stayed set for most of the year, and I really like our entire lineup, and I like our bench. And it's one of those things, you know, when you go to these tournaments, it's one of those things, you know, it's great to get people in the game and get them some experience. But when it all comes down to it, you know, you've got to go with your best lineup. And, you know, a lot of these girls that are not getting times inning or, you know, getting their innings help is with courtesy running. And people don't realize how important that is, because if you can get in there and help your team in any capacity, it is it's beneficial to your team, get you a little bit of varsity experience. So, and the girls, you know, that don't get in much, they've accepted that role. And that's the thing is, if you're going to have a true team, everybody's got to accept their roles. And, you know, we've got to that point.
Coach, you got a busy week coming up here, as you do all season. And before we get to this coming week, I'll ask you a couple of questions regarding busy weeks, because you pack together a tight schedule. You guys play a lot of softball, and where do you find time in that to hone in those individual skills and you know, to get the practice time to. It's real difficult. You get those real life moments in a game that are really great lessons, but sometimes it's really difficult to get those coaching lessons in practice, because you're playing games. So where do you find the time to do that and talk about that as a coach?
Well, you know, I heard Coach Schroeder talking about that a little bit, and it's one of those things is, you know, sometimes during a busy schedule like that, you know, there's not a lot of time. And for example, next week we play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, two on Saturday. You know, you just don't have a lot of time. And the thing is, you know, your body needs rest, whether it's, you know, your arm, your back, whatever it is. You know, you got to try to find some time for some rest. But, you know, this past week, we had a couple girls struggling at the plate, and they came up to me and said, "Hey, Coach, could you come in and work me a little bit one-on-one?" And, you know, that's what you have to do. Is you're not going to practice in the morning and then play at night. That's not how it works. You know, if you want to do a little individual time, and that's right now what we have to do is, you know, if some girls need some extra time, they'll come in individually and, you know, get some swings, take some extra ground balls. And, you know, and we've had a lot of that this year, you know, just say, "Hey, Coach, can I come in and get some fly balls?" And, you know, we'll go out there, or Coach Hill or Coach Dorpinghouse will go out there, and really, that's the time where you're going to get your learning is going to come from that, because, you know, that practice time before the year, the 2 weeks you get before you play, is where you've got to get your fundamentals, you've got to learn situations and all that, you know, because you don't get that practice time out the season. And, you know, even 10 minutes with a coach during the season working on little things can pay big dividends.
Coach, probably the sweetest sounds a coach's ears can hear is, "Hey, Coach, can you help me get a little extra time?"
So, sorry, I couldn't hear that, Jason. Sorry about that.
The best question of the whole day, Coach. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, I couldn't hear you.
One of the sweetest things a coach can hear is one of their players asking for a little extra help and some extra time around any sport. So it's a good thing as a coach when you're starting to hear your players ask for a little extra help.
Well, it is, and it makes you, and it just shows you, you know, as a coach, it shows you how much that it means to these girls, and, you know, it makes you very proud for them to want to get themselves better, especially when, you know, how many games you play throughout the season. And, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes, you know, people just need a break. You know, people want a day off, or people want to just go spend time with their friends or go to the pool, go to the lake. And the thing is, you know, as a coach, sometimes you need that too.
Coach, busy week coming up. As I said before, it's been a busy season. But you've got Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont coming to town on Monday, Oskaloosa on Tuesday, and then a big contest against Centerville on Thursday. And we've lost head coach Mitch Chance here. But folks, here's the schedule coming up next week, and we'll be on the air Monday night. The Rockets come to town, and that's going to be a great battle here in Albia. Those teams right there at 1, 2, and 3 here in conference. You know, these are some big games for the Lady D's and the Rockets. Oskaloosa, as Albia will go to Oskaloosa on Tuesday night, followed up with the contest that I'll bring you on Thursday night, Albia versus Centerville, and then Friday night for the Lady D's, they'll take on Pella Christian. But as always, the coach has got a really tough schedule, and they'll follow up that Friday night game with traveling to Pella Christian to take on Newton and Grinnell. So it's going to be a busy week ahead for the Lady D's. We're going to take a quick time out and come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner as we got Coach Ashman from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on the line, and we'll talk with him about the Rockets. What an outstanding coach Coach Ashman is, a longtime coach there at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and we're going to talk with him about his Rocket baseball team when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Character Ford in Oskaloosa is on a mission. Operation Elimination. It's a huge inventory sales event. Zero down with qualified credit. Payments as low as $99 a month. You could win a Ford Mustang, an Apple iPad, $500 Walmart gift card, or a 60-inch color TV. Look for your circular in the mail and then just scratch off the back and then hurry into Character Ford in Oskaloosa. Character Ford, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
Edgetown Furniture is going out of business and the doors are closing, so hurry in for this huge furniture sell-off. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event to purchase top-name brand furniture at crazy low prices. They still have recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, dinettes, lots of memory foam mattresses, lamps, TV consoles, desks, and much, much more, and everything must go. You don't want to miss this event. The doors open at 9 during this massive furniture sell-off. Edgetown Furniture, located across from Pepsi in Oskaloosa, this is a huge event.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking South Central Conference baseball. Going to move to down to the Rocket Nation as Coach Rod Ashman is going to join us here on the line. Coach Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Coach, boy, what a tough conference year in and year out. But this year no different than any other. And your Rocket team, you know, when I look at it on paper, really a young team. But Coach, you guys are right there in the thick of things.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. You know, we knew Centerville was going to be the tough team this year, and we're sitting at 4-4. But realistically, I think we could have two or three more wins easily if we play the baseball that we know we can play, and just hasn't worked out. But I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks improving on that and getting some kids healthy and hitting the ball a little better. But yeah, I think we're looking up.
Coach, you know, you guys have had such such an outstanding program down there, and you know, the consistency in your program. What do you contribute that to? Because you know, you really just have built a consistent program each year.
Well, thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. I think it comes to working hard in the off season. We kind of started doing some spring league stuff, and three or four years ago, and I think that helps. We're working to try to get the hitting and pitching facility that we can kind of go year-round like you guys have there at Albia. But and I think it just comes down to kids putting in extra work. You know, we have some young men that play AAU in the spring and have since they were probably 12, 13 years old, you know, and I think that helps. And you play a lot of baseball, it makes a big difference.
Well, a young man has played a lot of baseball for you, and that's Trevor Schwartz. What an outstanding athlete he is, and a tremendous baseball player. But he's having absolutely a stellar senior year here.
Yes, he certainly is. I tell you, I think Trevor started playing shortstop and or doing some stuff for me as an eighth grader. And you know, and I've told him before that, you know, every team's got to have a quarterback, and he's ours. And he has been active since he was a freshman or sophomore. He's out there leading the team, you know, telling bunt coverages and what needs to be done, you know, and heck, it's kind of fun just to sit there and watch and listen to him. But he's definitely been a general out there, and it's great to have a young man like that to take lead.
Well, Coach, as we come down to hunt here of the season, you know, really you guys are right there in the mix. You know, you got some real big games coming ahead this week, including Albion on Monday night. Coach, talk about these seniors, because, you know, you're a fairly young team as I look here. You know, I see you got a lot of young guys that are going to contribute for you, but these seniors have been outstanding for you over the years, and, you know, starting with Trevor Schwartz, but you got a lot of guys that have been contributing to your program over the last 4 years.
No, most definitely. Yeah, you got Trevor with an anchor there at shortstop and doing our pitching for us this year, too. And Chance Worsta, our big catcher, all conference last year, and second team all district last year as a catcher. Corey Archer in center field, a senior that I tell you what can run down any baseball that's hitting in the air. And Tanner Allen in right field, another outstanding outfielder for us, and really quick on the base pass. And then we've got Trenton Barnett also, who's played a couple years at third base. Trenton had a little tough luck on the first couple games of the season. He twisted his knee batting, and he's kind of been out and working his way back. But, yeah, it's nice to have those five kids out there and a lot of leadership, and it really shows. It really does.
Well, Coach, coming down the final stretch here, you obviously got to keep guys healthy. You don't want to have a chance, but you're going to have to get some wins on the road. And, you know, I've talked with the other coaches this morning. This is the part of the year where, you know, you start to see guys and gals maybe go into a little bit of a slump, or because you start to get into a long year. You know, how do you as a coach overcome, you know, because you guys put together really long baseball and softball seasons.
Yeah, we do. I think we've scheduled 38 to 40 games every year for the last three summers. And actually, this year has been kind of different for us, you know. And like you talk about, this kind of gets that year time of year where you have to work a little harder on your technique at hitting and feeling and work on that. But we are actually on our way up, I believe, Jason, because we've had some troubles with our hitting and kids that are not been healthy, and like Chance with his knee and Trenton, and I think that we're on our way back, but we're working to get those kids healthy so that we can be kind of at that plateau here in about a week or 10 days, and we're kind of hoping that that's going to happen for us.
Well, Coach, if I got the schedule right, and sometimes I don't, but it looks like you got Clark on Monday, and then I said Albia, but you have Clark. Got to go on the road. That's a long drive over to Clark, and then you follow up with a game there. Everyone's going to have their eyes on, and that's the doubleheader on Tuesday night with Centerville coming to town.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, Clark is a road trip, but the nice thing this week, they're having a little trouble with their lights. We're going to start early, so we'll get home early, a little earlier than we anticipated. So that'll be good, but Centerville's going to be tough. We'll get them at home here, and hopefully that'll be a good game. We can get one out of that, and if we can get two, that'd be excellent for somebody else in the league too. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy week. Wednesday we go to Principal Park to play Twin Cedars, and then we have Thursday, Friday off to maybe – build on some things, and then another tournament there at Twin Cedars on Saturday. So it's going to be a busy week for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I mean this to your entire program, and following the kids over the years in all the different sports. Your kids are having an outstanding sports year, and you've put together a great program down there, and this whole conference is strong because we got great coaches who have put the maybe a little bit long in the tooth, as some people say, because they've been around for a while, which is absolutely fantastic. But I think that brings the consistency we continue to see here in the South Central Conference.
Well, thank you, Jason. I sure appreciate the comment, and we have fun. We like to try to tell the kids that baseball is a game, and you got to have fun with it, and of course you have a lot more fun when you win, but. You have to take the losses as they come and work harder to get yourself in that winning column.
Well, Coach, we'll keep our eye on you, and we'll be watching the Rockets as we move down to the final weeks of the season. And best of luck along the way to you and your team, and we'll be catching up with you along the way.
Perfect. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Head coach Rod Ashman, head coach of the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is why we have such an outstanding conference and what makes it such a joy to broadcast conference baseball, because it doesn't matter where you go here in this South Central Conference, you have outstanding coaches who have put together programs each and every year. And putting together a program's not easy. You can have great talent come through every once in a while and have some outstanding seasons, but the consistency that it takes to be to put together a great program, it's hard work getting guys to buy in over long periods of time, and this is what these coaches' staffs have done here in the South Central Conference. And we, as the broadcasters and as the fans, we get to enjoy the great ride that they take us on each and every summer. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa presents Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. The band will be performing at the Grand Theater in Keokuk, Iowa, July 18th. With over 40 albums to their credit, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver have multiple Grammy, Dove, ICM, IBMA, and Spigma Award nominations, and seven-time winners of IBMA's Vocal Group of the Year. For more information, go to iowabluegrassmusic.com. Come on, everybody, let's pick.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Carriker Ford in Oskaloosa is on a mission. Operation Elimination. It's a huge inventory sales event. Zero down with qualified credit. Payments as low as $99 a month. You could win a Ford Mustang, an Apple iPad, $500 Walmart gift card, or a 60-inch color TV. Look for your circular in the mail and then just scratch off the back and then hurry into Carriker Ford in Oskaloosa. Carriker Ford, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
Save on always fresh cut and 100% natural meats at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. They're open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia. Fresh ground 80% lean ground beef is $2.89 per pound. USDA Select Boneless Angus Beef Ribeye Sandwich Steaks are $9.99 per pound. And get grilling with thick-cut Butterfield Pork Loin Chops, just $2.99 per pound. Save on the freshest cuts of meat at Jim and Charlie's.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner as we wind things down here on this Saturday morning. But stay right here. The World Championship of auctioneering is going on in Knoxville, and we're going to go back to some live coverage there. And if you thought I could talk fast, you wait till you get these guys on the air. And Joe Millage is going to bring you all the exciting play-by-play action. And he kind of sounded like he was doing golf this morning. Just between bids, he was slowly coming in and pronouncing who the auctioneer. And what I find it to be interesting is they don't call the auctioneer by name. They call it auctioneer number four. Number five, of course, Joe's getting the interviews with all the guys and all over the country and in the world. A couple from Canada, so it's really a treat to have these people in our backyard, and we're excited to bring you that coverage. Exclusive coverage is what we do. We do things that others would not even think of. Oftentimes, that's what people say. I don't think a lot on the air, which is very, very true. But thinking about the schedule is coming up. A busy week here on KIC. We're going to bring you a softball on Monday and Thursday. Eddyville comes to town, and then on Thursday, Centerville's going to be bringing their team to Albion. We'll have that broadcast. I'll be on the air there. Next week, a doubleheader, Sheraton, Albia. Can't wait to get that one to you as the Sheraton Chargers. Coach Jake Schroeder, who joined us here just a few moments ago, has an outstanding young team, a very young team, folks, and he's an outstanding coach. What a turnaround to that program, a storied program over there in Sheraton. Coach Millage over there, one of the best baseball coaches truly in the history of baseball here in the state of Iowa. And anytime you get a ball field named after you, you've done something. I don't know where his son Joe, you know, that net falls from the tree, and Joe fell and rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled away from the tree because he couldn't catch a ball to save his life. But Sheraton's going to come to town on Tuesday, the first. Wednesday, we're going to have some softball against Twin Cedars, and then of course getting into the heart of the 4th of July weekend, the Rockets and baseball will come here in a doubleheader, and we'll have another matchup with Twin Cedars, the Rockets and Twin Cedars in Centerville and Sheraton, the South Central Conference folks, both in baseball and softball, some of the most competitive baseball and softball that you will find anywhere in the entire state, and it's being played right here in our backyard. And so it's going to be lots of fun as we bring you this coverage as we wind down these seasons. Hard to believe that it's moved along so quickly, but we're going to bring you all the action right here on KIIC, and we don't want you to forget the Rodders are going to be on the square. Rod and Rodders on the square next Saturday, and we're going to have an invasion of some of the most unique vehicles with some age and some uniqueness. Both the bikes and the cars will be coming to town here next Saturday, so that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some interviews and get down there and check out all the unique vehicles that people will bring into our community. Also, on the 4th, don't forget the res. Folks, I can recall a day when we didn't have a 4th of July celebration here in our community, and we can go back and look at that we are very fortunate to have so many activities, a family fun day at the res, and including a 5K race, the Collar Run, and that's being put on by the All Saints Youth Ministry, and you can give Angel Stanley a call. Her number is 641-777-3298. Let me give you that number one more time, because this is a unique run. As you run around the 5K race at different stations, they have different collars that the runners and the walkers will be sprayed with, and then at the end, a big celebration of a collar as packers are thrown up in the air, and don't worry. You will not. You might get a light stain on you, but it will wash all off. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and for a great cause, the All Saints Youth Ministry. Give Angel Stanley a call, 641-777-3298, and we'll try to have her and her staff on the line maybe next week to talk about a great fun that'll be out the res on that celebration of our of the founding of our great nation, July 4th festivities at the res. Well, I thank the coaches for stopping by the Coach's Corner this morning. Coach Jake Schroeder of Sheraton, Coach Rod Ashman of Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, the Rockets, and Coach Mitch Chance, head coach of the Abbey Ladies. What a great season they're putting together, and we're going to have you softball on the air next week. I want to thank Scotty Fry for manning the board here this morning, and thanks to you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Stay right here. World Championship Auctioneering coming your way. Joe Millage on location when we come back. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.